It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple may hold another event next month. Product Red solo bands are now available. Overheating issues with some Apple Watch SE models and a beautiful Hermes display in the Apple Park store. Plus reviews of the Solo Loop band and the clock and stopwatch app. This and much, much more is all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/applewatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. And I want to give a shout out and thank you to Bobby Hendricks for becoming a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Thank you, Bobby. We really do appreciate your support. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 351, recorded Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Solo stands for one.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch. Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's great to be here.
Yes, and Vincent is out once again this week, so it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. And so the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, I know this is all about the Apple Watch, but we got to talk about what's going on with Apple because it does affect it. Anyway, they went on sale last week, so you can put in your order, and they're going to be available this Friday, at least for those who have an Apple store open near them. The iPhone 12 mini and the 12 Pro Max will pre-order November 6th and be available November 13th. I just noticed something the other day. The Apple stores here in the Houston area are now open, which surprised me. I went to order something, and it said in-store pickup available. I'm like, really? So I went to the page, and it said, yeah, the store hours. So I don't know what's going on with that. It's not like our cases have dropped that dramatically, but Apple's decided to open up, I guess, because of the phone launch.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just looked at I'm just on Google, so I'm not sure how reliable it is. It says ours is open as well.
Okay.
In Knoxville.
Yeah. It's in at that. They must be opening up a bunch of stores. Mostly, and I don't know if it's just for pickup. It may only be. I went on to the Apple store and put a couple of watch bands in the bag to order, and I could go pick them up, you know, schedule the time to go pick them up immediately the next day at the store. But they also had delivery available for the next day, the very next day, but it was $9. And I had two bands in the cart, and it was $9 for each band. It's not like they're going to do one delivery charge. They're charging you for each item, which is crazy. Or you could have
it. Was it coming from a warehouse or from the local store?
It had to be from the local store. It had to be like a courier. And But then for a dollar less, you could have it the day after that, which I don't understand. That's like express delivery for $8. Or you could get it for free if you waited 2 weeks. So I didn't order anything, but I was just curious what the deal was and what that was going to cost to have it delivered the very next day from the local store. And that's what it actually costs. So
I'll be darned. Okay.
But I don't understand why each device, each item was a charge for delivery. That made no sense to me.
We spoke last week that if you're using the stores as like distribution center,
yeah,
and they were going to deliver your two items from the same store, one charge is fine. One delivery charge would be fine. Throw it in Uber. I mean, who knows? You know, Uber delivery or something, and it would come to your front door for $5.
Right. This was going to cost $18 for two
expensive
bands. Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on with with that. I assume you're not getting the new phone, right? So there's, you're not worried about ordering.
I'm not going to get the new phone. Right. So I'm good.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the 12 Pro Max for to switch out my current one with that. I'm on the upgrade program, and that won't, I can't do anything until November 6th. So I've got some time to wait.
What are you paying now a month, and does it go up with the new phone?
I won't know until I order it. Honestly, you have no idea if you're paying more or less until you order it. And I guess it also depends on how much memory. Right now I have 512 on mine. And you know what? I'm not really using all that much. I might get away with the, what's the lowest now? 256? Or is it 512?
Well, it depends, Tom. I think sometimes they, you know, we've seen the iPads kind of skip some levels now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to do that with the phone as well, but I would guess 256 will be the lowest and then go up from there.
Yeah. So I may reevaluate that, you know. Honestly, I could probably get away with just getting the 12 because I'm not really probably traveling much this next year, which is the only reason. If I'm on the road, I want the biggest screen available, you know, for doing a lot of work on the road. Probably not doing that a lot this year, but I don't know if I could go to a smaller screen at this point.
That would be my problem. That'd be my problem. But when you look at it, you're probably going to pay $45 a month versus $42 a month. So why not just go the extra $3 a month or something?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It all depends on what your situation is, right? Yeah. And I saw an unboxing of some of the phones. And yeah, and the boxes are literally half the thickness of a normal iPhone box. It looks kind of weird. But we'll get into a little bit more of that here in a bit with one of these stories. So, Apple had its big event for October. Well, the rumor is now, if you missed that, there's another one coming, November. There may be another event from Apple next month. The rumors right now say November 17th with a invitation or teaser, whatever you want to call it, coming out the week before. That doesn't take a genius to figure that out. That's not much of a prediction, is it? Because they haven't announced the new Mac that's going to have the Apple Silicon in it that they said would be out by the end of the year. So it doesn't take much really to predict that they're going to have another event just to release that. Plus, we didn't get the AirPods. We didn't get the AirPod Studios. All the things that have been kind of rumored to happen this year. Those three things would make a nice event.
What about the Apple TV? Was there a rumor of a new Apple TV this year? I can't remember.
I don't know of anything concrete, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did bump it up. And I don't know. That may be something that – yeah, there was rumors about a new remote too, wasn't there?
New remote, true.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, four or five items to have in a event, you can easily – fill up 60 to 90 minutes. And I guess if they did release the Mac, that would be kind of like the keynote.
Right. You know, what's really funny is this last event packed with all the iPhones, everything, and the AirPod Mini. I mean, HomePod Mini is the fact that they got it in at almost exactly 1 hour because they can script it. So these events aren't going to go long anymore. Right. I don't have to worry about timing. But yeah, you could definitely fill an hour with that. I imagine just the release of the Apple Silicon Mac is something they're really going to want to talk about for a while. So.
Right. Right. I mean, to give anything justice, you have to give it, I don't know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And if you have the Mac, which is maybe the keynote part, which would be 30 minutes, which is a lot of time. Yeah. You're looking at 75 minutes minimum. So I think they can have a really good event. And the AirPod Studios, if they do it November 17th, well, I guess we're going to get to a story about the AirPod Studios, so I'll hold it for that. But I was wondering if it'd be available for Christmas.
Well, that's okay. Let's move on to the next thing because the rumor is that there's a major hiccup in the AirPod Studio production. Unfortunately, this comes to us from this is 9 to 5 Mac, and I guess John Prosser is the one making this prediction. So, you know, take it or leave it. He's been off and on, so we don't know. But he is saying that there's actually an issue in problems with production the AirPod Studios. Some features have been cut to finish the product, as engineers are still working on some adjustments before the final product. So who knows what's going to happen mm-hmm. with that. Those may not be available. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't announce them and say, here they are. Here's what they look like. Right. Here's all the cool stuff in them. And you can order them, you know, before the end of the year. They've done that before. It may not make the holiday season, though, because we're getting close. So that might not work. But the other thing is that the AirTags, the rumor there from Prosser has been that they are completely finished, that they are done mm-hmm. and ready to roll. And as soon as even an iOS 14.3 release next month, will add support for AirTags. So it looks like those would definitely be in the November announcement coming up. So
yeah, and that seems you know, reading through the material, it seems like logic that it will be announced. Unfortunately, for the Christmas season, the AirPods Studio would be a much better gift under your tree than AirTags, to tell right. you the truth.
Yeah,
if they're available.
Yeah, AirTags are great stocking stuffers, but yeah, the yeah, studios yeah. would be awesome. Now, because the other rumors, there's two models of the studio, that there's a sport model and then a pro model at two different price points. So maybe they're having a problem with one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not both.
That was going to be a gift request. I really thought about it. I think I really want a pair of those. And I'd be disappointed now if I can't get them for Christmas, I guess I'll say. I guess I can get them next year probably, but...
Yeah, I've like put a stash of money aside for Apple stuff, you know, that just, you know, whatever what comes up, AirTags or the studio, mm-hmm. these headphones, whatever. But man, I haven't been able to touch that for a while because not everything's delayed here to the end of the year, but we'll see. I mean, and again, the HomePod Mini is on that list too. So some of it will definitely go to those next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And then to kind of related to this, we're talking about the AirTags. The other person who leaks a lot of information, Love to Dream, we've talked about this person before, very cryptic in their tweets. They tweeted, this is all they tweeted, big one, small one, coming soon. It's like, okay, what are you talking about? Big one, small one. And then later they tweeted, tag, tag, with the second tag being in all caps. In other words, there's two versions of the AirTag, small mm-hmm. one and a large one, which is interesting. Why would you have two sizes? Not sure. That could simply be prototypes that they're testing out that are in different sizes, or there actually are two sizes of these things. It's going to be very interesting to see what the use case is for these tags, because they are so... They can be very precise, apparently, from their wideband technology mm-hmm. that allows for indoor position. You can find stuff within a place, which is kind of cool.
Well, I know that 15 years ago, they'd have been great in my kid's backpack.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? Do you think there's two different sizes, Tom? One is rechargeable and one is battery?
I don't think Apple would do that. I think it's going to be one or the other.
Okay.
I don't know about sizes. I think it'd be crazy not to be rechargeable, right?
Yeah. Well, the article kind of showed a graphic of both, didn't it? And
yeah.
with the small CR2032 batteries, which aren't super small, so the AirTag would have to be a decent size to fit a battery like that. So that made me think, nah, they wouldn't do that. They would do rechargeable to keep them thin and you know, economical for using on things.
Well. Yeah, I mean, you could almost charge them with your Apple Watch charger or the new MagSafe mm-hmm. charger, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not your Apple Watch one. That wouldn't work, but because it's concave, you know. But you're definitely with a MagSafe. You could throw it on one of those chargers. But mm-hmm. anyway, we'll see. And obviously, Apple's going to make the case for it. You know, when they announce these things, they're going to spell it out and make you understand exactly why you need them, you know.
Well, of course. Yeah. What do you think of price point? Have we seen any price points for the AirTags, any of these articles?
I have not. I'm not sure. What do you think would be a good price for something like this?
$99.99 for four, I'm guessing. Something like that.
Do a four pack?
Yeah.
Okay. A bundle? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't think they. Well, they got to sell them individually, wouldn't they? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that was just, you know, if you ask me, you know, just off the top of my head, that's the first thing that came in my mind. But thinking about it, sure, I guess no one would buy one, would they?
I would probably only buy one just to test it out.
Okay.
I don't want to commit to four or five or six pack of it. If I don't like them, right? Then
yeah, true.
But yeah, I don't know what you'd charge for one. Are they $10 or something? I don't know. Maybe, that'd be too much, wouldn't it? Maybe not.
Can you get anything at Apple for $10?
Yeah, probably not. It's got the Apple logo on it. It's got to be worth more than $10, right?
What I mean, what are the ones in the marketplace now? How much are they? I mean, there's a number of different types, aren't there? And oh, they probably range in price.
Tile, I think, is the biggest company.
Tile, that's it. Yeah,
I'm not sure what they're charging these days for those. Go ahead.
Go to my Amazon app and just type in Tile.
Yeah, see what it goes for. If I was Tile, I'd be a little nervous right now.
Two pack for Tile, $47.99.
Wow, $25 a piece almost.
A Tile Pro, one pack, $34.16.
Okay, these are going to be expensive then.
So my four pack of $99 doesn't seem too crazy.
No, it doesn't. That would be quite the deal. You could get a four pack of these for $99, or you could get a new HomePod Mini.
That's true. And those things probably cost $3 to make, I'm telling you.
Or a leather link band. They're all the same price. Or a braided solo loop. Yeah. That starts to get crazy. Speaking of braided solo loop, finally, when these were announced, they had said that Product Red was going to be one of the deals and it would ship in October. Well, they're now shipping. So stock has arrived. Mm-hmm. You can now order the Product Red Solo Loop and Braided Solo Loop for $49 and $99. And right now it looks like shipping is a couple of weeks before you would get them.
Yeah, that looks great. I've seen a number on Facebook pages of people buying the red watch and the blue watch, and I like them both extremely well. I like the red one better. It just kind of limits what you can wear from the band. But, man, I'll tell you what, that red on red looks great.
Yeah, it does.
It really is nice.
And it's weird because, I don't know, it's hard to tell from the photos, but the red on the phone, the Product Red, I saw an unboxing, and they even mentioned it in the unboxing. This was from Marquez Brownlee. Did the unboxing. He does fantastic videos and stuff. But the red almost seemed kind of peach in color. It didn't seem – it's not the same red that Apple's been using. So it is different somehow.
Huh. Yeah, that didn't look good. I'll have to look and see if I can – is that on YouTube, you think, somewhere?
Yeah, it's YouTube. I may put a link in the show notes if I can find it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that because I don't think I would enjoy that color.
Right, and I don't know why Apple's changing these colors, and they do this quite a bit. He even mentions that in the video with, like, the space gray. What shade of space gray do you have, you know, because they keep changing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the red. It's just – it's different this year. And I guess that goes for cases and the watch and the phone – everything that's Product Red, so that they all match, I guess. But
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But selling the watch and this solo loop, braided solo loop band, those look dang red, don't they? Don't look peach in any way whatsoever.
No, but now look at the phone on Apple's website. Does that look like peach to you, or does it for the iPhone 12, or does it look similar to what you would expect it to be? It looks a little peachy.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to go through a configuration and see, wouldn't I?
Well, even if the photo right up front, it's got the red one, and it doesn't quite look as nice. I don't know. It looks a little different.
I'll go on the website because right now I'm on my phone app and it's not showing probably as much as it would on the website. I'll take a look.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now and it does look kind of peach. It's not it's not a dark red. Let's put it that way. It's got some difference in it.
And is it branded red or is it kind of like a something red?
No, it's Product Red. I do believe everything is product red, which, you know, now Apple's product red, they've changed it because normally product red, it's the global fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. But through December 31st, Apple is partnering with Red to redirect 100% of eligible proceeds from product Red purchases to Global Fund's COVID-19 response to help support health systems that are threatened by the outbreak. So,
Okay, I'm looking at it. You're right. It does. It definitely has a peach hint. Not hint. It's got a peach hue. I don't know what the right words are, but it looks dang peach.
It does, doesn't it? It doesn't look like what I would think of product Red. But yes. Anyway.
But but that's the back. You look at this. I don't get it. This is the Apple Watch podcast. I'm getting this. But the sides look more red than the back. The back looks peach and the sides look red. So go figure.
And I have to assume the watch would match that, right? Don't they want the watch? If you buy the watch and the phone,
yeah, I would think so. If it's all product red, it should match.
Right. Along with the band, right? Which is what we were talking about. Of course. But all right, moving on. This I thought was very interesting, very telling. Google's latest smartwatch app skipped its own watches and is directly on the Apple Watch available. YouTube Music. It launched for the Apple Watch. It's arriving, obviously, before the official Wear OS version. So that just shows how many issues Google has with its own platform right now. So the app, it's available to YouTube Music Premium and YouTube Premium subscribers, mirrors all the same features launched with the iOS version, but now for your watch. So you can stream, control playback, and even cast music from the watch, including a really nice complication as well. So they're doing it right. They're just not doing it for their own OS, which I think is kind of, wow, that's telling. That's very telling.
It's interesting. And when I read this article, I was going to actually go and kind of look at it. I don't know much about YouTube Music. It's a subscription service, or is it part of a overall service you get when you use some, you know, like YouTube TV and YouTube Music?
I think it's subscription.
Do you know?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know that much about it. It's premium and premium subscribers, so I assume there's money involved somewhere there. That you have to pay to be a part of, right?
Of course.
Yeah. The Apple Watch is most of the smartwatch market, or at least a majority of it. So that does make sense. But when they launched this and it's not on their own OS, that's a big sign that they're having a lot of issues with it.
Yeah, right. And when did they bought Fitbit recently, didn't they? And then maybe they're trying, would it be something they can put on Fitbit?
I don't know. I think it's just their own OS is not where it needs to be, because the devices aren't where they need to be. They're too slow, or I don't know what's going on.
Tom, when it comes to money, you know, major corporations will go where the money is, and if it worked on the watch, put it on the watch. And if it's a premium subscription service, put it on the watch. It's a good business decision. It's kind of gutsy, like you said. But hey, it's where the money is.
Right.
And the listeners are.
But it's interesting how a lot of, not them, but well, yeah, maybe them on some of it, but a lot of big companies dropped their Apple Watch app. That seemed to happen quite a bit in the past couple of years. Some of them have come back, but they dropped it as well. But anyway, moving on. Again, this is kind of iPhone related, but also AirPod related. A new patent from Apple shows a MagSafe battery case. Okay, that's pretty cool as an accessory.
It is, yeah.
But it also has space to charge your AirPods, which is really cool. So it's think of it as a portable battery that you just snap on the back of your phone. It'll charge your phone, and you can stick your AirPods in it too, and it'll charge those. That's a cool idea. That's a very
cool idea. It is. And I read through this. It didn't say anything about AirPods Pro, did it? Just AirPods?
It just says AirPods, but I would assume it would work with the Pro as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. So then maybe just using AirPods as a generic form of all the AirPods, and the picture, sort the picture, their graphic looks like AirPods, but
right.
Anyway, I think it's a great idea. If the AirPods or the AirPods Pro can fit in it, then wow, that's nice.
Yeah. Now, okay, I mentioned that video of Marques Brownlee doing the review and the unboxing of the two iPhones, and he did a whole thing on the MagSafe. He took something mm-hmm. that I've never seen before. It's called magnet paper, which you put it over anything that has a magnet, and it shows where it is on the device, almost like an X-ray. It's really cool. Hmm. And he does it on the back of the phone.
That.
You put it on the back of the phone, and you can actually see where the magnet is, the ring. And you did it on some cases as well. But he also he was very disappointed in how strong the magnet was, as in not very strong. So the idea that you could maybe create a car holder for your phone in the car, it wouldn't hold up, just magnet. It would fall off any bumps you hit. It's not that strong. He then took the leather wallet that Apple is selling as a MagSafe accessory that you stick on the back of the phone. You try to put mm-hmm. that phone in your pocket, and it just comes right off. And the fact that you're putting your credit cards in this thing and it just falls off is not very good. I don't know what Apple's thinking with that. I really don't understand why it's not any stronger. Now, third-party cases and things may be stronger. They may be able to make it stronger with their magnets, but the ones that coming with Apple stuff is not that strong. So it's a little different than I was envisioning MagSafe to be. But
yeah, it's almost I can see a Apple Watch solo loop measuring fiasco with that, you know, the same right. fiasco they had 6 weeks ago with the measuring of that. People buy that, put it in their pocket, and they lose it. And my gosh.
Yeah, you lose your wallet with your, you know, credit cards and license in it or something. I mean, that mm-hmm. needs to really stick. And it's not based on what I saw that he had. And he bought one of Apple's actual chargers, you know, the MagSafe charger that they sell, which looks basically like an Apple Watch charger, but really big. I think somebody on Twitter or something had mentioned that it looks like it would fit your 200-millimeter watch. Can you imagine the size of the watch you would need to fit that thing? Oh, my goodness. But yeah, it's not as strong as you would think, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's disappointing, and we'll see what the reality is. But I know that I don't put anything in the back of my phone. I thought about it.
Right.
But and I was actually thinking about this, you know, in future phones, I'm sure they'll have it. But certainly that it has to be strong enough that it could last, you know, your pocket, pulling out your pocket, walking around. You certainly don't want to lose your credit cards or anything else you put in there.
Right.
Do you carry that? Do you have something on the back of your phone?
No.
Your credit cards?
No. My phone has nothing on it.
I asked you this already because you have no case.
I have no case. Yeah.
Yeah. I asked you this a couple shows ago, I think.
Yeah. And now it's funny because my wife has a case for her phone that is like a folio. It folds, you know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the case is magnetic and it sticks to the folio. So when you take the phone out of it, this leather holder, you know, you still have the phone in its case that is magnetized. You can stick that anywhere, like a refrigerator. You can stick it to something, and it's super strong. That phone's not going to fall or do anything. The magnet in that is really strong, and maybe that's what I was thinking it might have.
That's what I was thinking. There's no doubt in my mind. It would be an incredibly strong magnetic connection. That was my impression.
It's not that strong. I mean, it's strong, but it's not that strong. What is cool, though, is there's animation. When you connect, you get this animation that shows you exactly it. In other words, it knows that's a case you just put on, and it shows a certain animation. Or that's a charger, and it shows a different animation. Or that's a leather, you know, wallet. It shows a different animation. So you know when it's connected and connected right, which is smart. That's the good
That's neat. Yeah.
That's the good part of it. Yeah, and you'll see that in that video And hopefully I'll find that and put a link in the show notes for that. Other things going on, a couple other things probably not so good for Apple. First is they've released watchOS 7.0.3, which is specific for Apple Watch Series 3 to fix a restart bug. So apparently there's been some issues with the current version of the OS that Series 3 owners were having unexpected restarts. And that's what this will supposedly patch and fix. I have noticed maybe once a week, my watch will restart on me. Like I'll get a notification. Let's say you, for your exercise, right? Like you completed a exercise or you completed your rings. And I tap on that to reply. As soon as I tap on it, I get the Apple logo, my watch restarted. That's happened a couple of times. It's not that annoying, but I've never noticed it before. And it's got to be the OS. Now, this is not for that. This fix is specifically for Watch Series 3. Mine may be a different issue that's happening. And that does happen from time to time with new OS for anything. But
I think every watch I've had that I can remember, I've had periodic reboots. Nothing like it sounds like for a bug. But I remember 6, 5, 4, 3, they all have done it. And the 6 has done it 3 or 4 times since I bought it.
Okay, it has. So all right.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't kept track of when. It might be a consistent use case I'm doing that restarts it. I just don't pay attention, but it just like restarts.
The only reason I noticed that it happened both times was when I was trying to reply to a notification. So that's got to be a bug. That's just got to be a bug that can be squashed.
Certainly, yeah.
At some point. But okay, speaking of issues.
Well, wait.
Oh,
did
go ahead.
You see whose watch is on, in this kind of charger in the article?
Oh, that's Zach's.
You didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's Zach's watch.
It is. Look at that. What is it in? What is that watch sitting in? What is that?
A tape dispenser. I don't know.
I don't know what. That doesn't look safe, whatever it is.
And the article's not written by Zach, so
no, it's
I don't
not.
Know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Zach, if you're listening, what the heck is that watch? What's it sitting in?
What is it sitting in? I can't tell. It's some sort of...
Wait a minute. He's phone calling him. I got it. So this guy Michael's calling Zach. So it's Michael's watch. That's what it is.
Okay. Oh, that's true. That's his phone call. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, mystery solved. But I still don't know what it is.
No, Zach wouldn't know what it was. This would have to be from... who is it? Michael. Michael Potuk.
Potuk. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, that's
move
okay.
On. That was interesting.
Okay, Michael or Zach, if you're listening, tell us what in the world the watch is sitting in. I'm going to put that link in the show notes just so people can see it and question what that's for. It's like I have no idea. Now, okay, speaking of issues, apparently some Apple Watch SE. Owners, okay, brand new model of the watch, are having overheating issues. Now, this started in South Korea. There was at least 5 reports, but now apparently it's been this article has been updated that they're getting some reports in the U.S. The same thing, where the watch will overheat and then there'll be this like burned in yellow image on the screen in the upper right corner of the watch. In the same place on all these watches. And in one case, the person was wearing it overnight, sleeping with the watch. It got very hot on the wrist, kind of left a mark. It almost burned them. They took it in and got it replaced. But we still don't know what's causing this or why it's happening. So if you have an Apple Watch SE, just be aware that there is an issue that could happen. So far, it's not that many people... But it's weird that it's the same thing. It's got this yellow burn-in mark on the screen.
Why would it be South Korea that had the? I mean, it's kind of odd that the 6 reports came from South Korea of all places. You know?
Well, there's been more reports now in the U.S. of the same issue.
Okay, yeah.
So it may have just started there, but it may be those models were shipped there from manufactured in a certain area with the defect. And now it's becoming more widespread.
Yeah.
In this article, they also mentioned the fact that there hasn't been a tear down yet of the SE, which I don't recall that there was, in which case they were thinking that it could be the display connectors near the Taptic engine, that there might be a problem there.
And that's what's in the upper right-hand corner of the technology?
I would assume, yeah. Very strange. So anyway, be aware of that. You know, in 5 years of owning every model of Apple Watch that they make, never have had an issue with overheating.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
me neither.
I take it back. There's one issue I had recently with my Series Zero, the very first watch. I put it on a third-party charger, and it got really hot. And then that was okay once I put it on an Apple charger. So that may have been an issue of compatibility. Mm-hmm. But if you're using Apple's chargers and not a third party, only with your watch, and it's overheating, yeah, there's definitely an issue with that. I would like to know if all of these instances of this, if they are they using an Apple Watch charger or are they using a third party?
That's a good question. It doesn't say, obviously, in the article.
Which is what makes me nervous about Apple not putting the power adapter in the iPhone boxes, is people are going to go out and buy whatever. And you buy some cheap third-party knockoff adapter, and your phone gets fried. Apple's not going to honor that, right?
Yeah, and if you ever had an adapter or a charger you plug in and then it says, you know, not this hardware is not supported. You ever see that?
Yes.
When you do that?
Yeah, I have seen that. Not compatible.
Not compatible. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a good thought that maybe these are from the third party. And is that spot in the upper right hand corner like a burn mark? Is that what it is? It's like, burn like from heat?
I think it's overheated and that's a burn on the screen. Yeah.
Okay.
It has destroyed it.
Well, interesting. I wonder if anything will come out in the near future that the root cause was a charger versus, you know, the watch itself.
Right.
So we'll see.
That maybe the charging did some damage. Now, the one that was reported in one of the ones reported in South Korea said that they slept with the watch. They woke up to find the wrist very hot. They took off the watch. The wrist was very red due to the heat. There was no power signal coming from the watch. But the sound on the watch played when they did the Find My Watch feature. So they exchanged it for a new one. So, yeah, it pretty much kills the watch, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. And that indentation on the kid's arm is pretty,
yeah,
it's pretty intense, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, that does not look like that was fun. Experience.
No, not at all.
So anyway, beware on your SE. Keep an eye on that just in case it happens to be a widespread thing. If we hear anything else about it, we'll let you know. And then this last story, I just absolutely love this display. There's a new display at Apple Park Visitor Center at the store there at Apple Park for Hermes. And it's this wonderful wildlife, colorful scenery with a couple of owls that are made of Hermes leather. And it is the most colorful, incredible thing to display the watches that are hanging on this thing. I don't know how they do this. It's just unbelievably cool what they do. It was actually designed... Let's see. I think they tell us where this was done. It's a collaboration between Apple and Heavy Eyes, a Brooklyn-based design studio that works with Hermes in creating these installations. Absolutely gorgeous. I wish we were traveling and I could get out there to see this because it is incredible. I'll put a link in the show notes for this so you can see it. The owl, the close-up, is all this is made of leather for the owls.
Yeah.
The rest of it is not.
That's a pretty big... It's a big display too. If you look at the watches, you would think that you could stand in front of that thing and it's going to tower over you.
Well, I remember these displays when I was there. They had some other thing going. I forget what it was now. It wasn't as amazing as this, but it was pretty large. And then the other display they have is shows the braided solo loop in like five modes of manufacture. You see how it's actually put threaded together and made, which is really cool too, to highlight.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Originally I thought, that display was find the number of Apple watches in this picture. That's what I originally thought it was.
Well, how many did you find?
How many are in there?
I found three.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. That's it. This whole display for three watches, but it's kind of neat.
Oh my goodness, man. And now this is obviously not the kind of thing they can put into every Apple store, but it just goes to show you the brand. Hermes is just incredible what they're doing. Anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes so people can see that. All right. I think that's it for the news this week. There's not too many earth-shattering things going on.
I think you covered it.
Yeah. Let's move on to what we like this week. Go ahead, Chris.
Sure, Tom. So I have a couple quick things that have kind of come up with the new OS. One is a phone and one's a watch. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure the watch one is new and watch OS 7 or not. So when I go through this, if someone has done this in the past in the previous versions, let me know. But I'm pretty sure it's new. But let me start with the watch, the item I liked first. And this could be a tip. So when we do a tip show, I'll probably do it again. But I was at the grill and I'm grilling and, you know, I was putting my stopwatch on because I know how long it takes me to grill different foods. And when I should flip, you know, I've done it so long, it's like in my mind, I know how long burgers should last and, you know, tuna steak should last. So anyway, I have my stopwatch on, and I always have it on the digital watch face, which is just time. It just tells me the time. And then you hit lap and you hit underneath it, it just puts the different laps underneath it. And that's called the digital view. So I tapped it one time and it went to analog. I'm like, oh, how cool is that? Let me tap it again, and it went to graph, and I tapped it one more time, and it went to hybrid. So when you're in the stopwatch watch face, you get four different views of the stopwatch. And the digital is just the running time with the laps underneath it. The analog is like a stopwatch that just continues round and round. You can start and stop it with the buttons. The graph, I'm not really sure what the graph is. It looks a lot like the digital. But there must be something, you know. It just looks the same. But then the hybrid's kind of cool. The hybrid has got both. It's got the hours, the minutes, and the seconds, all cranking away with digital as well as analog digitals. Circular hands. So anyway, if you like the different views of the stopwatch app, you can now get through them with a single tap, which I thought was cool. And the second thing I like is, which I use all the time now, it is front and center on my phone. And I think over the couple years I've been on the podcast, I've talked about, just before we were on this discussion, you know, I was on a discussion with a different geography, but this morning I talked to China, I talked to Europe, I talked to India. So I'm talking globally all the time. And I used to use an app called Circa to figure out what the time zone was, although now I've got them kind of memorized. But this widget app for clock has the ability to put four clocks on the front of your phone, mm-hmm, with four time zones. So I put Zurich, Bucharest, Calcutta, and Dalian. And right there now I can just see what time it is with just a glance, and it's really nice. So I really like the clock widget with the ability to put four time zones on the face, and it's on my main face of my phone. So anyway, two little things that I really like this week that I use all the time now. And I just thought that's what I would like this week.
Nice. All about time.
Yes.
I will tell you that the stopwatch, the graph, is really with the, when you do laps, if you do a different lap, it really, it graphs between laps. You can see it.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is really, I think pretty cool. Yeah, they've snuck a few little things in there, I think.
Oh, that is kind of cool. Okay, I'm liking that a lot now.
Yeah, not that I do a lot of, you know, stopwatch lap work with anything. You know, I'm not timing things to that degree. But if you need to, that's pretty cool to have right there on your wrist.
For me, it's all about the grill. Being at the grill and knowing when I flip something and seeing how long I got to flip it again. That's my laps time.
Nice. I use the timer is probably what I use the most. I'm yelling out timers left and right, you know. It's just, I love that feature of just that, and I don't have to worry about it. I know, because I will forget to come back to something, you know, if I don't set a timer to remind me. I use it more like a reminder than anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
This week, what I like is something I thought I would like, but I don't like as much. And that is the solo band from Apple. The long-sorted story here of you mentioned the whole solo gate as far as ordering this band has been a nightmare. The wrong size ordered that arrived did not fit. The whole process of contacting Apple customer service, getting a new one switched out was a hassle and took forever to get a replacement band that I finally got yesterday, and it's a little too tight. So the size is still not right. And on top of that, they sent me the wrong size. This is a 40 millimeter, not a 44. It doesn't fit my, it fits, but it doesn't fit. So yeah, I'm like, okay, now we're weeks and weeks away and I can't even get the right size band. I'm not sending this thing back again. That's just, it's too much trouble. Too much hassle. I think I know what size I need now, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't know that I want to order another band on this. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The other thing I noticed about this band, and it's a little tight, it could be a little bit looser, but even at that, it just looks so small when you put it on. I sent you a picture of it. When you put it on the watch, it looks so tiny. I mean, it does fit over your hand. You can get it on, but it's a little bit of a hassle. But it doesn't fit my charging stand. I have a vertical charging stand that I usually can loop anything over. It's too tight. I have to unhook it to charge it. Yeah. So that's an issue if you have, and I don't know how you charge it on one that's flat. You have to take it off, right? One half of it has to be removed from the watch to set it down flat, right? Because it's a complete loop. But it's so it's so small, it's not going to fit around any other thing unless you're just using a simple Apple charging puck, you know. And I'm not sure how many people just have a puck that they set their watch on. I think most people have some sort of magnetic stand, or, you know, we've reviewed so many of them on the show, and we have so many devices, our phone and that, we try to get stuff that, you know, works together, the phone and the watch and the AirPod case. So I don't know many people who use just the puck, and I'm sure there are a lot that do. And that is the only way I can see to charge this thing without it being a hassle. So because of all those reasons, I may not be ordering another one. For me, solo means I'm only buying one. That's what solo stands for. Solo stands for one. Cause I don't think I'm going to do it. And I have to tell you, since I'm on a rant now, the braided loop, I had ordered, it came in the wrong size again. Also, I sent it back, and that was my fault. I think I chose the wrong size. I never even opened the box. I just sent it back. But I got a refund on it. I don't think I'm going to order another one. I'm too afraid I'm going to damage that thing, that I'm going to hook it on something and that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. It just looks too delicate to me. But I don't know. If you have one of these, if you have a braided solo loop, send me an email, convince me otherwise. Send me a review of it. I'll even, if you send me an audio review, I'll play it here on the show or I'll read it. But convince me of it otherwise. Right now, I don't see a reason to get either of these solo bands.
Wow, that is an awesome challenge. Listeners, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Tom, I don't know, as you talk and we talk about this, I just have in the back of my mind that for the Watch 7 version next year, that mysteriously the solo loop bands will just disappear. You know, they'll go by the wayside.
I've never seen Apple have this much of an issue with a new product. And it all has to do with the whole process of getting the right size. Had that solo loop with my watch that I ordered together, had it arrived the correct size, I don't think I'd have a problem with it as much. You know, it still wouldn't fit on my charger very well. So that'd be one thing against it. But this, I've done this twice now, and I still don't have the right size, and they still didn't send me the right band. So short of going to an Apple store and getting it measured, I mean, I don't know what else, how else you can do that to get it right, you know, first time. In fact, go ahead.
I do know that I would have gone to the store if they were open when all this happened.
Oh, same here.
That I definitely would have done that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you wonder how would they have measured it? I guess you'd have the actual bands, right? You have the actual band you could throw on and do it.
Right. In fact, there was a listener of ours sent us some listener feedback here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Talking about that very fact. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, here it is. This is from Debbie. Debbie says, "Hi, guys. As always, thanks for a great and informative podcast. My son surprised me with the new Apple Watch 6 aluminum in space gray and an AirPod Pro as a surprise number two this week. Band story. The black band that was packaged with my Apple Watch would not click in place. So made an appointment at my local Apple store, went today, and they allowed me to switch out the silicone original band for a silicone solo black band. They opened the one-time use measuring tape that had a slight adhesive circle that stuck to your skin while they pulled the tape measure around your wrist. He said, I measured a 10, but suggested I get the 9 since these stretch out. He pulled out a sample one, cleaned it, and then attached to my watch. I tried it on. It felt comfortable, so I switched. He cleaned again and put it in the drawer. I had to make an appointment with my son's AirPods to be looked at the Genius Bar, so I waited in my car till they texted me to come back. It was an hour from closing. The guy said they test out with issues, so I'm going to replace the AirPods. Not the case, et cetera, et cetera. The warranty ends. He offered me a one-time offer to get a two-year extended warranty for $30. Was glad to pay $15 a year to know that I can replace it again if needed. Pre-ordered my iPhone 12 in red around noon today. Ordered my son the iPhone 12 in black, and they should deliver Friday. We are Appled out this week. Thanks, Debbie. Thank you for your email, Debbie. So yeah, that's the what would happen, Chris. You go in the store, and they have this special measuring tape they use to get you sized, and that's a process, a very specific process that I don't think can be duplicated at home. Obviously, people are having issues.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, this one, first of all, they sent me the wrong size, so it doesn't even fit in the where it clicks into place. You know, it's too small. But even if it did fit, it's kind of tight. I don't think this is going to stretch out over time. This is too tight. I mean, when I take this off, I've got a mark on my wrist of where the band was. Mm. That's too tight.
It's disappointing. That's disappointing, yeah.
It is.
Well, mine is shipped, Tom. I know we've been texting back and forth. Mine should arrive this weekend. I'm disappointed because I really like the concept of the band. They look great.
They
but
do.
I'll be really disappointed if I can't really buy any of those.
Yeah. Again, I had high hopes for it, but right now, until I can get the perfect size, it's just too much hassle. You know, I honestly, the most comfortable band there is for me is the Sport Loop, right? The one with the hook and loop, as we call it, the sweatpants of bands. That to me is the most comfortable that they make, and I find myself wearing them all the time.
That's great.
Yeah.
When you work out, do you switch to a silicone band, or do you just keep it on?
Keep it on.
Really? Even when you sweat in it, it's okay? Do you clean it out or anything, or wash it off?
Jump in the pool. I wear it in the shower. It gets clean. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. It's totally fine. It doesn't wear out. It doesn't, getting it wet does nothing. It dries fairly quickly. I've never had a
problem. I love it too. I love the look and feel of them. I love, especially the feel. They are very relaxing and they fit around your wrist nice because you can kind of easily manipulate them.
Yeah.
But I work out every day and they get super sweaty and grody and I'm like, but I just need to jump in the pool or wash them once in a while.
Yeah. Set your watch in water mode and just wear it in the shower or the pool or whatever. And it'll get clean along with you. So,
although my pool is being shut down with, you know, being almost November, the pool's kind of shut down. So we'll go into the, we'll either use a shower or maybe I just rinse them underwater or something.
Yeah, just wash your hands and wash the watch and the band at the same time. You know, I towel dry it and then air dries the rest of the way. It's fine. The sport band, the fluoroelastomer or flubber as we call it, is the one I don't like in this. If I'm doing anything where I sweat a lot, it just
really
it traps the sweat underneath the band. It just feels worse than the other one. But
you and I are totally opposite on that. Then that's the ones I like the most.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, the solo concept. Oh man, not sold yet. Not sold.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
As I said. The challenge is out there. If a listener wants to convince me otherwise, you can sell me on the braided one. Give me your best case for it, and I may try one out. But for now, I'm a little hesitant to purchase that. So
it just looks really good. How's that? I'm selling you on that right now. It looks really good.
If you get the right size, it looks really good. You know, that's going to be the issue, right? So, all right. Well, anything else before we put this episode into airplane mode?
No. Great.
No,
it was a good episode.
Yes, very, very nice. And that is all the time we do have for this episode. Thank you, Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. Links to the stuff we talk about can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.